Time for more What Happened on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Tom Inabnett.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to have you with us. Again, if you'd like to call, it's 888-463-6748. You know, we've spent the first part of this show talking about entitlements and how they are draining our economy. And strangely enough, they're not the only drain. One of the biggest drains to our economy right now is the estimated 11 million illegal aliens, undocumented workers, excuse me, that have become residents of the United States. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great drain on our society. These people do not pay taxes because they have no ability to pay income tax. Now, they do pay sales tax and those kind of things because everyone pays those. But they are not a part of the country. They are actually not being able to contribute to society or to the government as the rest of us do, simply because they are not documented. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem that we must address, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But last Friday, President Obama announced a new policy under which many students who lack the documentation to reside legally in the United States can avoid deportation and may be able to receive authorization to work in the United States. Now, there are some conditions here. In his announcement, Obama said the government will no longer seek to deport illegal immigrants under the age of 30 who were brought into the United States before they turned 16 and have been in the country for at least 5 continuous years. They must also have no criminal record and have either graduated from a United States high school or earned a GED of diploma or certificate, or have served in the military. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, it is my personal opinion, and again, you can start writing your letters anytime you want to, that we must address the problem of illegal aliens, 11 million people here illegally. Now, understand that the children that he's talking about came here through no fault of their own, so why should they be penalized? And I know that the DREAM Act and all this has received immeasurable criticism from both sides, because we're saying, yeah, we can't just give them incentive. We can't make it a magnet. If you're here the X amount of years and without getting caught, then we're going to let you be a citizen. You can't do that. Understand, you cannot allow people to believe that if they come in this country illegally and they stay hidden long enough, they can be a citizen. That is simply not fair. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, this country, since its inception, has relied, as a matter of fact, before 1776, for 150 years before 1776, and even longer, back to the days of John Smith, this country has been dependent on immigration. We are the most forgiving of all countries when it comes to immigration. We want to have people come here and seek a new life because it makes us stronger. But you need to do it legally. There are many people who have spent years becoming citizens of the United States, and it is not an easy task, ladies and gentlemen. Those of us who are born here don't understand, number one, the promise that being an American citizen holds to the rest of the world, and number two, the amount of effort that's required to prove that you are worthy to be a citizen. So we do need to address illegal immigrants. But ladies and gentlemen, as laudable an idea as Mr. Obama's proclamation was last Friday, it is a clear violation of the Constitution. Now, the question that comes to mind, again, you know, folks, is he Mr. President or His Majesty? Now, understand his oath of office, and I'll give it to you. Here's the oath of office. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will do to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. That is the oath of office that the President takes. Now, part of the Constitution is used to define the three branches of government, and it requires the executive branch of government to enforce the law, not create new law or subvert laws already on the books, and this is exactly what this has done. Our immigration laws, for better or worse, make it legal, lawful, for anyone who's a non-documented alien here to be deported to their home country. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the law, good or bad. I don't particularly agree with it in many ways. I think it needs to be modernized and updated and so forth. But as long as it's part of the law, the president does not have the right to ignore it, regardless of executive privilege. That is not in his power. It's up to the Congress to pass new laws. And during his time with the majority support in the Congress, he didn't pursue this course. If it meant so much to him, then when he had control of both the House and the Senate, he had plenty of time to address this issue as he saw fit. As a matter of fact, and this is one thing I don't think Mr. Obama understands, presidents don't talk about what they're going to do. They begin discussions, they form committees, they build laws that they like to have passed, they approach Congress, they lobby Congress, give them their ideas and why they think this should be a good law, and if Congress agrees, substantially, if we agree, remember that Congress is our representatives, if we agree that this law is something that we'd like to have on the books, then they pass the law. That's how laws are made, not by executive order. Again, does he want to be Mr. President or His Majesty? I don't want to be facetious, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't. I've heard, you know, he's probably a very personal man. I've seen him on television, and some of his humor is very good. He's well-educated. But he must understand that he does not have the power to usurp the laws of this country. He just doesn't. He has the power and the responsibility to enforce the laws. That's what the executive branch does. We discussed earlier, the legislation creates the laws according to our wishes, or at least that's the way it's supposed to be. The judiciary branch of the government ensures that those laws are applied evenly and fairly and interprets the way that they should be applied to the citizenry of the United States. And the executive is in charge of enforcing those laws. Mr. Eric Holder, please stand up. It seems to me that you're not paying attention because you should have been one of the first ones that said, Mr. President, you cannot do this. And yet you weren't. As a matter of fact, it's very strange. The timing is awfully interesting with this because in 2011, guys, just last year, in an interview, the president stated that it's not in his power to circumvent the immigration laws. Yet for some reason, it's in his power today. I wonder if that has anything to do with the timing of the elections. Interesting. We've seen this over and over again. We've seen it with the gay marriage issue, where all of a sudden, miraculously, from going to be against gay marriage to all of a sudden understanding, and, oh, yeah, I support it completely. And now he's saying, okay, ladies and gentlemen, last year, you know, no, you know, time's out. Doesn't really count. Now I believe that we should. Now, this is a brilliant political ploy to gain the Hispanic vote, but it's hardly legal and certainly transparent. Anyone who paid attention to this understands exactly why he came out and said this. The problem with this is that it will be challenged and will probably be struck down. But by that time, the election will be over. Quite a coincidence. Does he really care? Or is this just another ploy to win a second term in office? Now, that bothers me. And I understand, ladies and gentlemen, that a president wants to serve both terms. I understand that. You know, I get it. Nobody wants to lose their job. But one of Mr. Obama's problems is he's not being presidential. How can we elect a man who has shown time and time again that he says he loves America, but clearly can't stand Americans? You don't believe me? Think about Joe the Plumber, a man who asked an honest question during the 2008 election and was eviscerated by Mr. Obama's campaign. An honest question from a citizen of this country, and he was absolutely crucified because Mr. Obama didn't like the question. How can that be? Now, ladies and gentlemen, on this issue, I believe that young people who are bought here through no fault of their own should have some path. I mean, it wasn't their fault. Their parents may have violated the law, but it's not up to them. You know, what are they going to do? Leave their baby at home? And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, most of these people, most of these children that I'm talking about have never had any kind of family life in their country of origin. Most of them came over here as young children before any bonds were formed in their country. So what are we going to do? Deport them back to a country where they don't have anyone there, they don't have any friends, they don't have any family, they have no support? I understand that that's something that needs to be addressed. Now, we need to do something about the illegal aliens. We really do. Oh, excuse me, I'm going to say it again. Undocumented workers. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I do not mean to insult anyone. I live in Texas, ladies and gentlemen, and as shocking as that may be, we depend on undocumented workers. I'm sorry if that's a bad thing. Now, there's a lot of talk in Texas about we have to stop the illegals, we have to seal the border, and so forth and so on. But here's one thing about undocumented workers, and I'm speaking primarily about Latinos that come into this country over the border of Texas. They go to work every day, ladies and gentlemen, out in the oil field. you can always depend on them showing up because they are here to work. You don't have to go and bail them out of jail because they had too much to drink last Friday. You don't have to worry about them beating their wife and things like that. That's not a concern. They come to work every single day because that's why they're here. Now, understand that there's a lot of conception about their draining our resources, and they seriously are. But the way, now, and let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, if our Department of Justice got off their hands and decided that they were going to suddenly and massively enforce immigration laws, we can't afford to deport 11 million people, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have the money. 11 million people, all of a sudden we put them all on a bus? I don't think so. We have to figure out something to do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, more and more, you see, and actually Mr. Gingrich in the last primary campaigns had a platform by which he thinks that there should be a pathway for people who have lived here a majority of their life, even though they're undocumented, have contributed to their society, contributed to their church, done those things that any normal citizen would do, and there should be some way for them to become legal residents of the United States. Now, I agree that there's something that needs to happen. We cannot possibly believe it's viable for us to put 11 million people on the bus and send them back to countries that many of them haven't seen or been to for 30 years or better. But again, what we need to do is we need to figure out what we're going to do. There's been a lot of talk with the DREAM Act back and forth over and over, and it seems that the only thing these guys can do is argue with one another. Get off your hands. Ladies and gentlemen, give it to us. Here's the thing, Congress, if you can't figure it out, let us figure it out because we're smarter than you are. We see what's going on every day, and you just and one thing, we're not worried about whether or not we're going to have our job next week. Well, we are, but not worried about whether or not we're going to be politicians next week. There are many, many viable things we can do that will allow them to become citizens of the United States if they earn it without having to put them on a bus and send them home. Now, I know that that sounds liberal, and I've told you when we first started the show that I am a conservative. I'm a registered Republican. For better or worse, and trust me, there are times I'm not proud of that, but for better or worse, but every one of us has issues that we have liberal viewpoints on, and this is one of mine. We simply must address this issue. Now, the problem is that the way the president has approached this is not only not legal, in my opinion, it is also not viable. Again, it's going to be challenged, ladies and gentlemen, we know that, and it's probably going to be struck down as outside the powers of the executive branch. If it's not, well, then I'm wrong, but the odds are it's going to be because it is beyond his power. Now, that's being debated right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to find out where that goes, but here's the trouble. If we give a mouse a cookie, they're going to want a piece of a glass of milk. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if we make some situations where that will magnetize our country to bring more and more illegal aliens over the border into our country, we not only endanger our national security because we do not know who these people are, we do not know for better or worse. Now, we know that the vast majority of them are well-behaved members of their community. But how about, you know, it only takes two that aren't, or 11 that aren't, to cause massive havoc. We must be able to keep some semblance of control over this. On the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, we simply must think. Now, I understand I've said in other shows that, folks, what we have to do is we have to get a hold of our congressmen and tell them to get off their duff and get after it. And we can help them figure out how to do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. We will be back right after this.